Recorded Books presents High Stakes Love, Volume 1, by Thea Rogers, narrated by Mimi Chang. Chapter 1. Make Good Choices.
I don't know, Toby said. That might be a bit dangerous for you.
I love danger, I said.
Like an idiot.
I could have signed up for chess club. I could have signed up for capoeira, or found out that I was really great at student government. But when I started flirting with my lit TA, I didn't expect him to flirt back. And when he invited me to his club meeting, I thought it was a sign. A sign that my freshman year was going to be perfect.
Spoiler alert. I misread that sign.
But Daybreakers Club sounded pretty safe. More theoretical than practical. Huge nerds, all of them. History and sociology majors convinced the bloodthirsty Avarice clan had survived the battle after the human-vampire accord of 1700-whatever. And my lit TA, Toby, presided over them like a god of hot librarians. He jumped to his feet as the meeting began, a brilliant grin on his face, glowing with enthusiasm. He joked with members as they settled in, and entertained the ones who took it all a little too seriously. It was cute, the way he played along to make them more comfortable. That's when Corey, the sophomore manning the Daybreakers membership list, looked up from his phone.
A body was just found off campus, he said, and the table fell silent.
Holy shit, Miguel, a wiry senior, looked around the room.
Is it
exsanguinated? Corey said. Drained of blood.
This is it, Toby said. This is proof.
He raised an eyebrow at me, like we had some kind of inside joke.
Jump on in, the water's fine.
We need evidence that's undeniable, Miguel countered.
We need to find the Avarice who did this, Toby said.
Are you going to hunt down a vampire? Corey asked Toby.
A challenge.
We can't miss this chance, Toby said. This is what we've been preparing for. And this is where my fit of hormonal insanity really started.
I'll go with you, I said.
Toby looked at me, impressed.
I don't know, Toby said, teasing. That might be a bit dangerous for you.
I love danger, I said.
Like an idiot.
We met up that night after sunset. My first date. I felt so brave. The thought of entering potentially vampire-infested woods didn't even cross my danger radar. Because, and I cannot stress this enough, the Avarice clan was dead. Vampires hadn't hunted humans in hundreds of years. They didn't need to. Blood banks existed for a reason. I'd been donating blood once a month since I was 16, just like anyone, so that vampires and humans could live in harmony. But there Toby was, on the front steps of the library, holding a crossbow.
Come on, he said, with that sweet grin. I'll show you how to shoot this.
I shook my head and couldn't help but laugh as he took my hand. What can I say? I'm a sucker for a nerd who commits to the bit. Toby was leaning into the vampire hunter roleplay with confidence and joy. It was too easy to get sucked in. We headed for the woods. My heart beat like mad. We had to slow down once we started weaving through the trees, creeping over roots and jumping at every snapped twig. Beams of moonlight cut through the darkness here and there, barely illuminating our path.
Is that a riverbed?
I asked, pointing through a gap in the trees. It looked secluded and shadowy. Looks like there are plenty of quiet places for a vampire to hide. We scrambled down the slope and clambered across the creek bed at the bottom, giggling quietly every time we slipped on the large, smooth stones. The full moon washed the creek bed in a silvery light that made shadows longer and lit up anything pale so that it almost glowed in the dark. My foot slid on wet leaves, and he pulled me in to catch me against his warm chest. I looked up at him, breathless, and he met my eyes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?